all things spooky, and vampires are real. They're real, and they live among us. Joe Laycock is an author. He's an assistant professor at Texas State University. And you know, Joe, I know you've written a lot of books about vampires today, and there's a new book out called Speak of the Devil and New Religious Movements. But let's focus on the vampires first. How many vampires are in the U.S. right now?
In hundreds and maybe even thousands.
It's amazing. You know, the internet, people can get together. They're into all sorts of freaky deaky stuff, Anna. Maybe you like old cars. Maybe you like mermaids. Vampires? They got chat rooms, too.
When you think about vampires, Joe, you think about them, like, sucking each other's blood. And then you hear about celebrities like Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox that they, like, carry each other's blood and drink it. Is that what vampires are really doing?
Vampires are mythological creatures. So when people call someone a vampire or they say that they're a vampire, that can mean a lot of different things. And it's important to figure out what they're talking about. The group I studied believe that there's something that makes them different from other people. And that to be healthy and happy people, they need to feed either on human blood, or some of them say they feed on the psychic energy of other people around them.
So it's almost like parasitic, right? Like a succubus, basically. Like I'm going to drain everything that is good from you that I want for myself.
Well, you know, there are books talking about the dangers of psychic vampires that go back several hundred years, and that's what they say, right? These are parasites, and you have to protect yourself from them. The people who actually identify as psychic vampires, though, most of them would say, I'm only a parasite if I do this in a way that is unethical and that's hurting people. And that there are even times when having a psychic vampire around could be helpful. So I actually met someone who had ADHD. And they said, actually, you know, I have a friend who's a psychic vampire, and they kind of siphon off my extra energy, and then I can relax a little bit.
Did they get cured of ADHD because the vampire sucked it away?
I mean, they felt like they did.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, and I can't do any kind of medical studies, but their reported experience, right, was when I hang out around these vampires, I feel less anxious, I have less nervous energy.
All right, so the vampires live among us. Okay, they might be good, we don't know yet. But in your new book, Speak of the Devil, I'm just curious, because we've never really talked about the devil with you before. You know, obviously, depending on your religion, you believe that there's evil, but is the devil like in a human form? What did you find out when you were doing all the research on this?
Sure, so there's two related topics here, right? One of them is beliefs about the devil and demons, and this is sometimes called demonology, which sounds really spooky and can get students to take my classes if I say there's going to be demonology in it. And the other issue is the Satanic Temple, which is an actual religion that's acknowledged by the IRS. And the Satanic Temple has said, well, we don't believe the devil is real, but this story of a guy who picked a fight with God, lost, and then wouldn't give up, they said that's an inspiring story. So for them, the devil is sort of like their favorite fictional character, almost like Batman or something.
And that's unbelievable to me. Like, in their eyes, the devil isn't actually the devil, Anna. He's just kind of like a rebel without a cause.
Oh, boy.
He's like Billy Idol.
Yep.
Or James Dean or something. Wow.
I'm not going to call upon him, I'll tell you that.
He's just going against the grain.
I'm not messing with any of it.
He's the guy down the street that says you don't have to pay your taxes if you don't feel like it.
Okay.
That's the devil. Wow.
Joe, if people want to learn more about you and check out all your books, because they're fascinating, where do they go?
Oh, just Google my name, Joseph Laycock, and my website will come up right away. And then I'm on Amazon.com, and you can find my author page, and you can see all my books for sale.
Thank you so much, Joe. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.